This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Me and the former Attorney General Loretta Lynch can both expect subpoenas soon from the House Judiciary Panel. Comey recently on Twitter saying he wants it to be a public hearing, but South Carolina Republican Congressman Trey Gowdy, who chairs the House Oversight Committee, says,
has the FBI ever conducted an interview in public, and has the FBI ever conducted an interview where you were limited to 5 minutes, which is what happens in congressional hearings?
Gowdy and other Republicans say they want to look in further to the investigation of Hillary Clinton's email and decisions that were made and not made leading up to the November elections in 2016. Officials say 77 people have been killed by the Camp Fire in Northern California, and over 1,000 people are still listed as missing. And this is USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
President Trump suggesting he'd be okay with it if Saudi Arabia's crown prince did lie about the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. In an interview on Fox News Sunday, President Trump said, quote, we do have an ally, and he wants to stick with an ally that in many ways has been very good, in the president's words. That's despite a CIA assessment which says, with high confidence, it believes the crown prince ordered Khashoggi's killing. U.S. Senator Bill Nelson, the incumbent Democrat, has conceded now to Florida's Governor Rick Scott in that Senate race in Florida after Tallahassee's Mayor Andrew Gillum conceded his Democratic run against Congressman Ron DeSantis for Florida Governor. Gillum releasing a Facebook video over the weekend.
RJ and I wanted to take a moment to congratulate Mr. DeSantis on becoming the next governor of the great state of Florida.
Gillum referring to his wife, RJ, who appeared with him in the video. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
I want you to know that this coming Thanksgiving, we're thankful for you.
That's the vice president as he stopped by Anderson Air Force Base in Guam for a Sunday visit with military service members and their families.
I hope you have taken note of the fact in the first 2 years of this administration, we made the largest investment in our national defense since the days of Ronald Reagan. We're rebuilding our military, we're restoring the arsenal of democracy, and we also included the largest pay raise for military personnel in nearly 10 years.
Vice President Pence was heading home at the time from the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit in New Guinea. Meanwhile, Russian President Vladimir Putin's denying that Moscow ever interfered with the 2016 U.S. election. The Interfax News Agency reports that at a pre-G20 summit meeting in Singapore, Putin denied any involvement when Vice President Mike Pence brought up the issue. A Kremlin spokesman saying the conversation took place while the leaders were discussing key problems that will be discussed further at the upcoming G20 summit. That summit in Argentina will be the first G20 ever hosted in South America. And residents of Barrow, Alaska will now be without sunlight for a couple of months. Yesterday was the shortest day of the year there, but daylight is now not expected to be back at all until January 23rd. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Listening to Bill Martinez live.
God, I'm running for your heart. I'm running for your heart. Till I am my soul on fire. Lord, I'm longing for your ways. I'm waiting for the day.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. And we've got Michael Pallera with us. He's a trial lawyer by training. He has pursued the case of Freddie Woodruff for more than 10 years and his just released book, The Spy Who Was Left Behind, is the topic of our discussion. Michael, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you for having me.
Well, this is a rather shocking true story that you write about of international intrigue involving the 1993 murder of CIA officer Freddie Woodruff by KGB agents and the extensive cover-up that followed up not only in Washington but also in Moscow. This really reeks here, Michael. How did this story come to your mind?
I grew up with the Woodruff family. And in 1993, I was having coffee and reading the New York Times when I saw Freddie's name in the New York Times. And I began following the developing story of his killing, the arrest of a young soldier in Georgia, and I continued to watch it through the trial of that young soldier and his being sentenced to 15 years of hard labor. And I thought, that's just not the way things really happen in real life. And so I sent off a few FOIA requests to the federal government, the CIA, the FBI, the Department of State, and I planned to give the family a little bit of closure, some facts that they could rely upon to know what had happened to Freddie. And in the process, I convinced myself that the young man in prison was completely innocent. And when I took it to the family, they said, this is evil. What are we going to do to correct it?
Now, did they have any instinct themselves that there was something not, not true about this story about, about their family member, about it?
Yes, they knew that Freddie was an operations officer with the CIA. And every night, Freddie's father, when he would hit his knees and pray, would ask God to take care of the young man in prison because he was terrified that that young man was innocent. And regrettably, he died before I contacted them. But as soon as I did contact them, Freddie's first oldest sister, Georgia Woodruff Alexander, said, this is what Daddy would have wanted us to do. This is what we're going to do. We're going to go get that young man out of prison.
So for you, then, this starts a mission. You're an attorney at this point, right?
That's correct.
Okay. And so you start doing what attorneys do. You get your evidence, and now with the backing of the family, you set out to free this person who you feel is falsely accused of killing Freddie Woodruff.
Well, had gotten from the FBI revealed that there were two separate investigations of the murder. The first investigation occurred right after the killing, And the second investigation occurred right after the FBI had arrested Aldrich Ames. And they did a much more thorough, much more credible investigation the second time, up to the point where the Department of State stopped them from turning toward Moscow. And one of the things that was done in the FBI file was an FBI special agent was dispatched out of Bonn, Germany, to go directly to Georgia within 18 hours after the shooting. And he did a thorough inspection of the car in which Freddie was riding at the time he was killed. And in his report, which I actually wasn't supposed to get a copy of, the agent noted that there were no bullet holes in the car and no broken glass. And because of the construction and design of this particular kind of SUV, Freddie's sitting in the back seat. There's no way for a bullet to hit him in the head from a person behind the car shooting at the car. It has a hatchback. It has fixed windows on the side. And so I knew that whatever the story was they were telling to put this young man in prison, it simply couldn't be true. Later, by the time we get to trial, there is a bullet hole in the car. So
how does this FBI investigator who is trained in this, who has a sixth sense about putting evidence together, how does he miss something as obvious as a bullet hole?
Well, the truth is he didn't miss it. As I went back to Georgia, as I became licensed to practice law in Georgia, as I filed proceedings in the Georgian court to intervene in the conviction of the young man, I was interviewing witnesses. And all of the people who were in attendance at the hospital when Freddie's body was delivered from the car told me that that night they went out individually and as a group to search the car looking for a bullet hole. And no one found one. And I ultimately interviewed the man who did find the bullet hole, and he found it about a week later. And at the time he found it, everyone in his office said, "You're wasting your time going to look. We've all inspected the car. There is no bullet hole." And clearly what had happened was they finally had decided how they were going to define the murder of Freddie Woodruff, and they had created the evidence to do that. I interviewed the head of the security service for the Georgian government at that time, and he told me that in the presence of his deputy, the police had planted evidence to connect the accused to the location where they said the shooting occurred. And so I was able to demonstrate factually that the murder didn't happen the way the government said it did, and that the young man was innocent. But our government and the Georgian government refused to let him out of prison because it would reopen a problem for both of them. And that problem was that the murder was caused by the Russians. And the Russians killed Freddie Woodruff because Freddie Woodruff had learned that Aldrich Ames was a spy for the Soviet Union and later for Russia. And they killed Freddie Woodruff in order to protect that secret and to enable Ames to continue to betray the country. But the problem was, Bill, that our government already knew Ames was a spy. They had already filed criminal charges against him, and they intentionally allowed him to go to Georgia and drive literally to the border of Russia in hopes that he might lead them to other spies. And in the process of taking that risk, they got Freddie Woodruff killed.
And here, Freddie Woodruff, I mean, you're not talking some, you know, junior CIA agent. I mean, he is the CIA's station chief there in Georgia. I mean, this guy is a high-level, right?
He's a high-level person. He's actually higher than you point out. He is the branch chief for Transcaucasia, which means that he is supervising the station chief in Tbilisi, the station chief in Azerbaijan, and the station chief in Armenia. And this area is the powder keg where the United States thought that the next world war would start.
I'll I know this sounds like a movie, doesn't it? It just, you know, with the background and as we're getting into this, we've got to go to a quick break. We've got more from attorney Michael Pelora. This is his new book, The Spy Who Was Left Behind, Russia, the United States, and the True Story of the Betrayal and Assassination of an American CIA Agent. Stay with us.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally at Heart and Body Extract? We've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Some of the best sounds you'll ever hear are generic, safe, effective, even money-saving, just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalent, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today and visit fda.gov/generic drugs. Generics are safe, effective, and can save you money. You'll like the sound of that.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live. That you gave me the stars, get them out of my reach. Call me the one that's a little too deep. Oh, I've never been so aware of my need.
Back with the America's Promise, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Michael Pelora is our guest. His book just released, The Spy Who Was Left Behind, Russia, the United States, and the True Story of the Betrayal and Assassination of a CIA Agent. Michael, as I was saying earlier, I mean, your book reads like a movie that we have seen, or another episode from a TV series of these things that happen outside of our government, and yet they're supposed to be part of our government. But you've got CIA operatives, others that become almost convenient scapegoats, or just convenient casualties of this crazy government, especially the interactions with Moscow.
At the time that Freddie was killed, Edward Shevardnadze was the most junior partner of a council that was running the government. And the Americans were terrified that if they pursued the murder of Freddie Woodruff, they would unseat Shevardnadze, and the government would continue on with only mafia leaders who were sympathetic to the Russians. They were terrified that if they turned the investigation toward Moscow, they would potentially unseat Yeltsin, because he was the head of the country, but he did not have control of the country. The KGB and the GRU, the Military Intelligence Organization, operated independent of Yeltsin and basically did what they wanted because they were independently funded. One of the things that Freddie Woodruff had uncovered was that prior to the breakup of the Soviet Union, the intelligence agencies and the Ministry of Defense had met together with the mafia and divided up the drug trade coming out of Afghanistan. And that drug trade was worth billions and billions of dollars, so that when the Soviet Union collapsed and there was no longer a central authority paying for the KGB or the Ministry of Defense or the GRU, they were able to continue to function as viable organizations because they were individually funded by the drug trade. They became the mafia. And this was what Freddie was tasked with investigating when he was in Georgia.
He had to know he had a hot potato on his hands. I mean, as you say, just as complex as this is, all these moving parts, you've got a government about ready to unravel, held together, and element of drugs involved. I mean, this is absolutely insane. And then for you as an attorney, you got to go through the process in order to address the courts there in Georgia. And you said that was no easy feat for you to do, right?
Well, Bill, we look at courts and we think of them as machines that do justice. Other people have courts, but they serve a completely different function. They are machines that execute the political judgments of the ruling class. And in Georgia, the judge would listen to me argue, and then she would retire back to her chambers and wait for a telephone call from the president's office. And the president would tell her what he wanted to have happen in my case. And so when I presented my case to the courts, I lost. And I went forward to appeal to the Supreme Court, not really because I thought I could win in the Supreme Court, but because I needed to continue to have a platform from which I could try to get the government to do the right thing. I confronted the president when he was doing a live television broadcast on the first anniversary of the Rose Revolution, and his guards triangulated on me with their guns because I had the temerity to ask him to do justice for Anzor Shahramaidze, the young man in prison.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I had killed him. I thought I had killed Anzor because the president was so angry. And I did what I suppose you or any American would do. I came back to America and I went to the press. I went to 60 Minutes and I said, please, will you turn your spotlight on this story and save this boy's life? I may not get him out of prison, but you can save his life.
Right.
60 Minutes agreed to do it, later withdrew that agreement, but agreed to do it. And right after that, when I let the government know that 60 Minutes was coming, they joined me and reopened the case and agreed to reinvestigate the case after the U.S. government had told them not to do it. They did it because because George Bush was coming to Tbilisi and they didn't want bad publicity in America prior to George Bush's visit. And that taught
me... when everything's controlled by politics such as there, it seems that that's the order of the day and that's the trump card for you, so to speak, right?
It was the trump card. And so what I did was I went searching for two things. One, another voice, another journalist or television organization who would be willing to give publicity at a time when Georgia needed American support. And I met in Paris with a man that the government had thrown out of the country. He was the former prosecutor general. He was the former minister of defense for Georgia. But he was also a potential competitor to the president. And we met in Paris, and he said, before George Bush leaves office, we're going to go to war with Russia in Abkhazia, which is a coastal province very near Crimea, and we're going to try and get that back. Well, you may remember, in August of 2008, they did go to war. And when they went to war, I got on an airplane with a correspondent from the Wall Street Journal, and we went to Tbilisi, and I was there for the war. He put the story on the front page of the newspaper. The Georgians were floundering. They were desperate for American support. And the next day, they let Anzor out of prison.
Oh, thank God. Wow. And what's Anzor doing now?
Anzor remains a non-person as far as the law is concerned in Georgia. His conviction has not been reversed. His conviction stands, and therefore he can't hold a job. He can't get a passport. He doesn't have social benefits. He lives, basically, at the mercy of his family. And he's basically been unable to work. And one of the reasons that I wrote the book is because Anzor's going to get some of the money. I want to try and pay him back for what my country and the Georgian government and the Russians have done to him.
Well, if there was ever a good reason for a crowdfund-me deal, it would be for this particular case. Let me ask you this, Michael. Did they ever find the bullet that killed Woodruff?
The bullet was never recovered, nor was Freddie Woodruff's brain. These are two of the missing items which were essential to the cover-up. When the bullet hole was ultimately found in the back of the car, in the back of this, it's a vehicle called a Neva, and it looks sort of like a mini SUV.
Right.
The size of the hole matched the size of the rounds that would be fired by Anzor's weapon. Anzor was a soldier. He had a gun with him.
Right.
The CIA case officers and operations officers who helped me were emphatic that the bullet that killed Freddie, the bullet that made this massive wound in the back of his head, was fired by a Dragunov sniper rifle, which is a much bigger bullet. And getting rid of that bullet, getting rid of his brain, which shows the impact of that bullet, was essential to being able to sort of decide whoever you want to be guilty and then plant the kind of evidence that would be necessary to prove it. If it had been a Dragunov round found in the car, the whole thing would have been over.
Exactly.
But what I did discover was that the reason that there was no bullet hole in the car was because the car was stopped and the back hatch was open at the time that Freddie was killed.
Mm-hmm. Michael Pallera has been our guest. Michael, the book available at all the usual places, right?
That's correct. Amazon is available and all the other usual places, too.
And, of course, we'll link it on our website as well at BillMartinezLive.com. Michael, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Look forward to having you back because we're going to have to do a follow-up on this. There's so much more to address in this and what you experienced, since the 1993 murder of Freddie Woodruff is most incredible and a story worth telling. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Bill.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. That's 800-301-1318.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Former FBI Director James Comey and the former Attorney General Loretta Lynch can both expect subpoenas soon from the House Judiciary Panel. Comey recently on Twitter saying he wants it to be a public hearing, but South Carolina Republican Congressman Trey Gowdy, who chairs the House Oversight Committee, says,
has the FBI ever conducted an interview in public, and has the FBI ever conducted an interview where you're limited to 5 minutes, which is what happens in congressional hearings?
Gowdy and other Republicans say they want to look in further to the investigation of Hillary Clinton's email and decisions that were made and not made leading up to the November elections in 2016. Officials say 77 people have been killed by the Camp Fire in Northern California, and over 1,000 people are still listed as missing. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Chef Tony Fiallo, Director of Culinary Innovation at Boston Market, here to share tips and many ways to help you get Thanksgiving dinner done right. One of our popular complete holiday meal options is a whole roasted turkey meal for 12, which is a great buy at $119.99. It's fully cooked and includes all of the holiday staples. We've got your turkey, your mashed potatoes and gravy, wonderful cranberry walnut relish, our home-style stuffing, our spinach artichoke dip with crackers, can't forget the rolls, and of course the two pies. All you have to do is simply reheat and serve when you're ready. You can select and order this complete holiday meal and others on bostonmarket.com and either pick it up in the restaurant prior to the holiday or have it shipped and delivered direct to your door the week of Thanksgiving. If you choose to have your meal shipped directly to you, just be sure to place your order at bostonmarket.com by November 18th. Nearly all of our Boston Market locations will be open on Thanksgiving Day in case you need to pick up an extra entree, side, appetizer, or pie. And we'll be serving up a traditional plated meal in restaurant all day for anyone who would like to join us.
If you've been walking the same old road for miles and miles, if you've been hearing the same old voice, tell the same old lies, if you're trying to feel the same old holes inside, there's a better life.
Bill Martinez live.
Somebody testify, testify. If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel it, somebody testify. If you got faith, he's a pain taker. If you feel alone, he's a way maker.
We don't see color here. We just love America.
Okay, lots to be thankful for. Yes, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. I do that from time to time. Shame on me. Forgive me. We've got lots to be thankful for, even the big voice who does all the announcement for us. Thank you so much for sharing a part of your day with us and getting ready for, you know, the holidays as we kick into gear, a time to be thankful leading into, of course, the Christmas holiday season and all the franticness that goes with us. And I pray that it would be a peaceful one for you, that you not get caught up in, you know, some of the craziness, some of the stuff that goes along with the holidays, but as much as it can count on us individually, it's up to us to be civil, you know, and share, you know, share the love. And I just got, as you know, I was just in Hawaii, where the aloha spirit continues to reign, I will tell you. I think Hawaiians got it down in a lot of ways. You know, they just don't take a whole lot too serious, at least the ones I was hanging around with. You know, they're not fretting too much over all this political stuff that goes on. It eventually works its way out. But part of the challenge that we do have is, you know, the way the system is being worked. And, you know, we have to call it for what it is so that you are aware. I believe it's our responsibility to bring that to you, understanding that, yes, God is in control. He is the one that chooses our, you know, our leaders for us. That's what we believe. And so it's up to us to be in prayer to make sure that, you know, we are in agreement here and that we, you know, that there's peace at the end of the day. You know, because everybody was going nuts here, whether or not, you know, Governor Scott was going to become Senator Scott, what was going to happen with Bill Nelson, you know, the governor house, and as to what was happening there with DeSantis, not to mention Atlanta and, you know, Atlanta, Georgia, what was going on in Georgia. You know, it's just, I don't know. What do you think about it? You know, or what's going to happen here? It just seems that when it comes to counting votes, it seems like one party, let's just say it, you know, for what it is, the Democrats, just keep working the system and coming up with, you know, ballots that are in the trunks of rental cars and, you know, what have you. It's just like, wait a minute, you know, what is happening here? But if we don't see it for what it is and we don't stand against, you know, this kind of revolution that's taking place in our government, then it's all going to be questioned. And I'm sure, you know, here it is, Bill Nelson, after all the time that he has contributed and has served our country. I mean, really, this is going to be the punctuation on his legacy, is that he resisted and, you know, tried to work the system to such a degree that, you know, I mean, this is just so undignified. You know, I think at the end of the day, and I'm sure he probably doesn't feel all that great about it, you know, for all that he contributed to this country, that people are going to more remember him, you know, within this, you know, this bucket of gum that was created by, you know, the state itself not being able to count votes and to leave things in question. And, you know, it's like the governor of, you know, a good fought battle in Florida. Between Gillum and DeSantis, I mean, what is Gillum? Does Gillum really want what Hillary Clinton got here in terms of, you know, running for president and leaving, you know, the constituency to question whether or not Donald Trump got elected or if it was a stolen election and all that? I mean, what does that do but create chaos? You know, there's not a proper transfer of power, which is what the Obamas talked about, which they experienced. And, you know, and even with, you know, Bill Clinton to George W. Bush, even though there were some interesting things there, you know, yeah, taking all the W's off the title, I thought that was cute. But still, you know, kind of silly after all. I mean, it's the people's money that you're obliterating, you know, that you're playing with. But, you know, that's what the bureaucracy does. They're disrespectful of the fact that they have a fiduciary responsibility and a stewardship, and they should, you know, be dignified about, you know, the expenses. But, you know, it's out of control, and this is what they're upset about with Donald Trump, because Donald Trump comes in as a businessman, and this is intolerable. You just couldn't let these kind of things happen in corporate America, but yet in bureaucratic America, hey, it's all acceptable. It's all, you know, fun and games. The fact that you call some kind of you know, goofy prosecution, and you spend $17-18 million and counting on a band of attorneys looking into this president on a false premise, a premise that was set up by the opposing party, you know, ironically enough, the very same thing that same opposing party, Hillary Clinton, claimed that Donald Trump was doing to her, that you just don't go after, you know, you don't go after political opponents and enemies and attack them. And, well, funny you should say that, but in the previous administration, Barack Obama, you know, weaponized the EPA and the IRS. Look at, you've got entities like the, you know, like them or not, you know, the Tea Party organizations. I mean, what they did there and clipping their wings, and still to this day, I still think they haven't recovered. You know, because you had good, you know, Main Street Americans going, look, we want to do something. We want to get involved in our government. And they did so, exercising their civic responsibility. And do you think the government applauded that? Did the government herald that and welcome them in? No. I mean, even to this day, they're, you know, there are continued attempts to marginalize them, and not to mention the fact what Lois Lerner and the IRS did to them in slow walking their tax exemption. So, you know, they saw them as a threat. And Lois Lerner and this is the IRS, okay? This is a nonpartisan government entity that we pay for, and they thwart the efforts of citizens who want to be who are patriots that say, look, you know, we want a responsible government. We want our voice to be heard. But what's happened now in our government is that if you don't go along to get along and you say the wrong things, then, you know, your Facebook is taken off. Your Twitter is clipped. Your sphere of influences are cut back. Look what they've done to WND, you know, WorldNet Daily. They've cut them back. I mean, at one point, I think their income has been cut in half, I think, according to one of the reports that I read. And this has all been done because of, you know, what has been done, you know, executed by very liberal, you know, controlling agents that say, no, we're not going to give you, we're not going to give you the bandwidth. We're not going to give you the influence. We're going to cut you back. And this show from time to time has been cut back. So anything that's conservative, anything that you might consider as being mainstream, of course, I wonder, you know, that whole title of mainstream anymore, what it's become, especially after electing, you know, socialists into our government. You just wonder, you go, wow, have we lost our minds? I mean, you know, there used to be some pretty common sense considerations of people that we brought into office that had to adhere to certain parameters. But now, you know, it doesn't matter. It's just let's go ahead and let's have everybody represented regardless of, you know, what their faith system is, regardless of, you know, what, you know, how they believe and certain allies and certain longstanding principles that this country has held to. Oh, yeah, like the U.S. Constitution. No. I mean, I don't blame you for getting a little either cynical or maybe even depressed about it all. But the fact of the matter is the fight continues, and you've got to fight for it, because if, as I've maintained many times, I mean, for me, it's like, okay, you know, I'm at it, you know, God only knows the time, and we're told to, to measure our days in a responsible sort of way. But that aside, I think about my kids and my grandkids. You know, what kind of America are we leaving for them? You know, my parents left us, a pretty good shot here, you know, for America. And we've kind of let it go, a bit like a hell in a handbasket that we find ourselves in right now, where, you know, we're debating whether or not Mueller is going to chase down enough windmills and find things that are going to somehow invalidate the presidency of one Donald Trump. But let's forget about the real problems that we had previously, right? Well, we've got more coming up. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Bill Martinez. It's just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed, or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. That's 800-485-2167.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Getting America back on track. Yeah. Bill Martinez live.
With the America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Featured there is, boy, I'll keep you in the flow of the know, including all our past interviews with our excellent guests and experts. You can download because we're givers, absolutely free, and enjoy them. Pass them on to your friends and neighbors and so that you can keep the conversation going. Up next is a guest that has, boy, I'll tell you, he's written an incredible story. It's quite riveting that follows an American diplomat as she navigates war-torn Middle East. Big Brune, the Brown Beast is the name of it, and Kim Hester is our guest. Kim, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Glad to meet you today. Thank you.
Well, good to have you here with us on the show. The Brown Beast, Bette Brune, the saga of Judith Sanders, you take us inside the very male-centric environment of Saudi Arabia. You experienced it firsthand yourself, right?
Yes, I did. Arabia. I lived there a long time, actually.
Mm-hmm. Now, help us understand. I mean, there's talk of modernization of Saudi Arabia. We've accommodated the Saudis because of allies and oil and that sort of thing. Of course, all that is being challenged currently right now because of the Khashoggi murder. And we'll see how that goes and see if America becomes suddenly born again about the significance of human rights. But we'll see how that plays out. What was your experience in terms of Saudi Arabia and in light of what we're seeing today?
Well, it's a very different country, of course, and I lived there for 18 years. And, of course, I had to adapt, but all 18 years, it was really kind of cultural shock for me. The ways are so, so different. And the Saudis have a great deal of animosity toward the West, especially Americans and America, the country. And so I had to deal with that and put up with it and adapt, and it was really a struggle to do so.
Well, you said it was quite turbulent for you for those 18 years. So throughout that period of time, you had to maintain your guard because of the kind of pressures you say. I mean, here you are. You represent America, the very thing they disdain.
Yes, indeed. It was quite uncomfortable. I had to watch my back, and in fact, I had to put up with violence and terrorists.
Mm-hmm. What were you doing there in Saudi Arabia?
I was a language teacher.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. And there was no one there or very little people there to protect you? They wanted you to be there to be a language to draw benefit from your education and your expertise, but they were going to leave you out to deal with the culture, huh?
Well, because the terrorists were so active, I moved into a guarded compound. It was a bit expensive, but I did have guards, military guards there. And mm-hmm. even so, in my neighborhood, the terrorists one day, or in fact over a period of several days, they attacked my neighborhood, and they killed quite a few people. And so, of course, I was on my guard, and for the first time in my life, I really worried that I may not live through the experience.
Wow. I can only imagine what you had to endure, as you say, as the area, your neighborhood was under attack like this. Was this kind of like an everyday event, or, you know, was there some let up, or, you know, something that you continually experienced in the 18 years there?
Well, during that period, this terrorist attack was in 2004, but on an ongoing basis, there were occasional attacks against Westerners. During that period, for example, I heard of a case where a Saudi walked up to a car in traffic and simply shot the Westerner to death right through the window. I heard a Westerner getting knifed by Saudi. The Saudis were planting bombs on cars. Fortunately, their bomb-making skills were not that adroit, and they were pretty crude and didn't lead to too many injuries. But I worried even as I got in my car to drive to or from work about somebody attacking me as I drove. As I said, I had to watch my back.
Yeah, I mean, at some point you get to, you know, question your own sanity to go, what am I doing here? I mean, are they paying me enough money? I mean, clearly, you're not liked. You're considered less than, according to their religion. You either are a Muslim or you're a ne'er-do-well that can be subject to death, slavery, or any kind of persecution, and all that's acceptable. So you have no protection from the Saudi government, do you?
Very little. Even the Saudi government prohibited expatriates from owning firearms. So I really had very little to guard myself with. I did get some Eskrima sticks and trained in that a bit. I got big knives, and I kept them handy. But, those wouldn't be much defense against AK-47s.
Exactly. And you endured this for 18 years. Did you feel like you had to make up for past sins, Kim, or something? Or why did you stay there for so long?
I think it was probably a big penance. But two good things about the experience was, first of all, the salaries. They provide admirable salaries for foreign teachers. And secondly, I got fairly frequent breaks where I could travel to other countries and get some time off to relax a bit. So those were the two advantages that helped me keep my sanity.
Well, Kim, as a former Marine, I mean, there's some instinct here, and I will say to you, Semper Fi, my brother, you know, we just had our 242nd birthday, as you know.
Yes, indeed.
You know, so here you are. Your instincts are natural to protect yourself, and as you said, you utilized what was available and what you could do legally. And, you know, to protect yourself, you once served as editor with the California Department of Education as a teaching fellow at Stanford University. Wow, I mean, you've just enjoyed an incredible background.
Thank you.
So, 18 years in Saudi Arabia and surviving a terrorist attack. You know, let's talk about Fiji. What did you experience in Fiji?
Before we go to Fiji, let me just mention that one of those years I was in Saudi Arabia, I was commuting from the island country of Bahrain because a terrorist drove me out of Saudi Arabia. I and my wife fled to Bahrain as refugees, and I would commute over the bridge there, the Causeway Bridge, to my work in Saudi Arabia. So it was 18 years in Saudi Arabia, but 1 year I was commuting from another country.
So you understand a bit yourself what it is to be a refugee.
Yes, indeed. We fled for our lives.
Wow, amazing what you went through. And then, of course, you know, let's talk about Fiji now. What did you experience there?
Okay, Fiji is about 180 degrees different from Saudi Arabia. Fiji Islands is a very special and blessed place. There's a saying that there's no free lunch in the world, but that's not true about Fiji. Fiji people are so hospitable, they will take you in your homes and let you stay with them for some time without expecting payment. They are very, very hospitable and loving. It was a real pleasure living and working in Fiji.
Very communal. My experience when I was in Fiji, very communal, as you say, very loving, you know, supportive. And I was surprised at how, you know, how they work together as a group and as a community. And you have people that go out and work and provide for them. But everybody has a job within the community, whether they're teaching, babysitting, you know, maybe harvesting and planting and that sort of thing. You know, but, you know, quite interesting. Also, I discovered very quickly that, you know, the number one thing there in Fiji, at least where we were at in Sabu Sabu, was a weed whacker. And so we had presented the king of Sabu Sabu to weed whackers, and it was awesome. I mean, it was a big celebration for them.
Yeah, Sabu Sabu is one of my favorite places in Fiji, actually. I've spent some vacation time there. I used to enjoy walking and seeing the hot springs that run down through this small town and going to the wharf and seeing the big ships come in. It's a very pleasant community.
Well, let's talk here in the last few minutes we have together about the brown beast. As I mentioned earlier, this is a riveting story of a woman's journey to find true love after her beloved husband is cruelly taken away by barbaric hands. You know, tell us about this and give us a summary.
Well, the brown beast is about an American diplomat. Judith Sanders is her name. She's the protagonist of the novel. And at the beginning, she is in the in Saudi Arabia with her husband, but they underwent a terrorist attack. And as I described the terrorist attack in the novel, it was much like what I and my wife endured while we were there. But there's much more to the novel than that. He, as you know, I hope I'm not giving too much away, but he is killed, and she has to live by herself there. And she goes back to America, goes to grad school, and becomes an American diplomat. And she is stationed in the Fiji Islands. Well, she does such a good idea, a good job with the ladies and the people of the Fiji Islands, that she is offered a job working with the women of Saudi Arabia, who have much need of modernization.
There's a lot of twists and turns in this book, and it's why you need to get your hands on a copy. This is really, it will draw you in and hold on to you. This gives you a perspective of what life is like in Saudi Arabia from a Western perspective, and Kim Hester has done an outstanding job. This book available at all the usual places. It will be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Kim Hester, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. Pleasure talking to you.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a